I'm Carol Hills, and this is The World. President Obama is scheduled to give a speech tomorrow in Illinois addressing the U.S. economy. Home prices, stock prices, and retail sales are all on the rebound, but unemployment remains stubbornly high. The gap between rich and poor continues to widen, and it's high by historical and international standards. The president is expected to make the case tomorrow for closing that gap. Here's The World's Jason Margolis.
When economists talk about inequality, they like to refer to something called the Gini Index. It's a number from 0 to 100. If a society is perfectly equal, meaning if you, me, and the next guy have the exact same income, our Gini score would be 0. If our society were perfectly unequal, everything for me, nothing for you, the number would be 100. Michael Norden at the Harvard Business School studies how nations rank. The U.S. position has fallen.
In particular, since around the 1980s, income inequality has increased dramatically in the United States. Before that, we looked a little bit more like liberal democracies in Scandinavia. Now we tend to be somewhere in the rankings with, unfortunately, third world dictatorships.
Changes in tax policies that began under President Reagan in the 1980s have a lot to do with this shift. Income tax rates are lower for all of us today, but particularly for the highest earners. On an international level, the U.S. is now a tax outlier, explains Reed Kramer with the New America Foundation in Washington.
Compare the United States to other advanced industrialized countries, we'll see that the U.S. taxes as share of GDP are relatively low.
And Kramer says it's much easier for high-income earners to squeeze extra savings out of our complicated tax code.
We have had increases in income and wealth inequality, and they have consequences. It leads to greater inequality in consumption, meaning that, you know, some houses are becoming more unequal in their well-being and their expenditures on food and housing and education. And this is just a real long-term problem for the prospects of the American economy.
Studies also suggest that income inequality is bad for people's well-being, health, and happiness. Consider Denmark. According to the CIA's World Factbook, Denmark is the fifth most equal society in the world. Danes regularly rank as the happiest people on the planet. Bent Greva is a social scientist at Roskilde University in Denmark. He likes the way Danish society is set up. Danes essentially have free health care and education.
We have trust in each other. We can walk safely on the streets at night, having a lower level of crime. Do not have to be afraid of becoming old because there will be a social security safety net.
But this also comes with a cost. Danes are among the most heavily taxed people on the planet, too. Good luck selling that prescription to the American people. Michael Norton says Americans haven't exactly held the welfare states of Western Europe in the highest regard. So the president isn't likely to invoke any Scandinavian success stories tomorrow.
I don't see a lot of evidence that the feelings about liberal democracies have improved over time. So you can imagine saying taxes are higher and we're copying Sweden. That's even worse.
Here's the possible downside of a more equal society: stagnant growth. If I'm paying 60% of my income in taxes, as top earners in Denmark do, at what point is it no longer worth working those extra few hours?
The question of what is the right level of inequality is something that's very, very hard to answer because we can't do experiments. So it would be great if we could take two countries that are the same and assign one of them a lot of inequality and one of them not as much and see who does better. But we don't really know what is the right level of inequality to spur the most economic growth.
So for now, the argument over the appropriate level of income inequality largely comes down to your personal belief. President Obama will make the case for his tomorrow. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.